A strike by port and rail workers spread across South Africa today. It came as business and labour debated the costs of such action to the economy and to the country's image as it prepares to host football's World Cup. At least 18,000 port and rail workers were striking for higher wages. The president of the port and rail union said management should be aware that there is a World Cup coming and ensure workers get fair deals. Charles Collins spoke to Gunther Simmermacher, the editor of the South Africa's largest Catholic newspaper, the Southern Cross. He said the current strike should not hurt preparations for the tournament.
Well, this strike in itself, if it becomes a long, drawn-out strike, then the World Cup would doubtlessly be affected as potentially essential goods will not be delivered in time. But I don't think that either Transnet, the transport body that is the employer, and the two unions, there are two unions that are involved, I don't think that they have the stomach for a protected strike that would last for more than a month. So I think in this particular instance, the World Cup will probably remain unaffected, but I think we can expect that the proximity to the World Cup might very well be used by trade unions and collective bargaining in other sectors.
What would the reaction of the government and even the people of South Africa be if the World Cup was used by unions as a pretext to air their grievances?
Certainly the government would take a very dim view of that. It would certainly be a further source of conflict within the alliance that is led by the governing African National Congress. The alliance also includes the Congress of South African Trade Unions, and one of its unions is involved in this labor dispute with Transnet. And that certainly would sour relationships further than they are soured already.